much about history. Don't know much biology.
Good morning, Chicagoland, and good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Hey, good morning. An early belated Merry Christmas and an early Happy New Year.
Same to you as well, Mr. Schwann. You're going to be in this week, I'm sure, as well, filling in a little bit.
I'm in tomorrow and Tuesday, yes.
Very good.
I detect a cold?
I just said to Bennett, I didn't have it this morning when I filled in for Lou. I did not. I don't know if I shook the wrong hands or what happened.
You had a short turnaround there.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, and Ben and I had a little beer and bourbon for his birthday. His birthday was about a week ago, so happy birthday to you, Bennett.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Bennett.
Yeah. But I thought that would help, and it did nothing for me, and thank God that we played my favorite conversations of the year, because I don't know if I could have gotten through the whole show with this voice. It's pretty nasty. I don't know what's going on.
It just sounded like you were doing with a little bit of the stuff you do.
You know what's funny is I do so much during the holidays and like everybody else, but then I've got this job, I've got my normal gig, I travel a lot, we have a couple parties at the house nonstop. It's tradition that I get sick. Like on Christmas Eve, it's literally Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the couple days after. It's happened to me every year. I don't know how it happens, Dave. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I did. I actually got to spend almost the whole day and into the evening here with my dad and a couple of friends. And so back at it here this morning and tomorrow and Tuesday.
Nice. And I'm in for Mr. Cochran on Thursday and Friday. And we've got Bill O'Reilly from Fox News. You know, he does my show now and then, so he's going to do the show on Christmas Eve and talk a little bit about his new book, but then we're going to talk about the top news stories of the year. Walter Jacobson joining us live in studio. We'll talk about Chicago's, and which is endless, the top stories that have happened in Chicago.
And we're just, that continues.
It does.
You know, we'll have a new top story here before year's end,
I'm sure. I think you're right. Then we're going to have Jenny McCarthy on from Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. She co-hosts with Ryan Seacrest, so we'll do that as well. And then Friday, I think we got, or Friday, New Year's Day, we're going to have Doc Severinsen, because the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson premieres
January 1st.
TV. Yeah, which is kind of exciting. Then we got Dr. Ian Smith, and so lots of stuff coming up. It's my vacation, but I give to the station. How's that?
Give back during your vacation.
That's exactly right. Well, let's look a little bit at our history. 1781, Dave, the Bank of North America was the first bank to open in the United States. Now, centuries later, you know, all the mergers that have happened over the last two or three centuries, it merged eventually into Wells Fargo Bank, which is a huge, huge bank on the East Coast and in the South. It's not so much has a presence here in Chicago, but Wells Fargo's been around a long time, but the bank has a large presence.
They had some cool TV ads here over Christmas.
Didn't they really? The
Did
retro.
Did you see those?
Yeah.
With the beautiful shots of the guy driving the stage, the coach with horses.
Which is how Wells Fargo began.
Which is how they began.
Yeah.
And anybody that might remember the song, The Wells Fargo Wagon in The Music Man. You know,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wells Fargo Wagon is a coming down the track. Please let it be for me. And that was kind of the theme of the commercial there.
Now, why aren't you singing it, Dave? Why are you speaking it?
Because it's too early in the morning.
Okay, fair enough. Come get some coffee.
If it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I wouldn't sing it either.
You know what? We do have Bloody Marys down here. We brought them in for Lou's show. We brought them in for Lou's show.
Now you tell me.
And I came in. Okay, so this is just how it goes here. It's the weekend, so there's not a lot of activity here. I had a full catered breakfast from Weber Grill with Bloody Marys, and Bennett and I come in at 1 o'clock this morning. And it's all still sitting there. Oh, good Lord. That's how it
I'll be down at 5:05.
That sounds good. There's some Absolute and some Zing Zang vodka Bloody mix, so you're all set. 1818. That's probably what I need to get rid of this cold. 1818, the official reopening of the White House. On January 1st, 1818, Elizabeth and James Monroe held a grand New Year's Day reception marking the reopening of the White House, which was rebuilt after its burning at the hands of the British in 1814. Now, the couple supplied some of their own furniture because the government, couldn't really afford it at the time, and it was almost empty when they moved in. And they created what was, you know, there's 9 pieces that the Monroes brought into the White House that was their own that still remain in the White House today.
Yeah, that fire was pretty devastating, actually. It's kind of a forgotten part of American history, but That was a very critical time for the country, actually.
Yeah, it was. And quite frankly, it really didn't char so much the outside of the building, but it completely gutted the inside.
The interior, yeah.
1879, Edison gives the first public demonstration of his incandescent bulb. And this is like 230 years later, we're moving now finally into LED technology. But this is how long we've had this bulb in our homes and in our lives. In fact, I on Lou's show this morning, I had the folks from Ace Hardware, and we talked about people converting their homes to LED because it saves money.
LEDs and CFLs
time.
And all that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
1862, the bowling ball was invented. I just watched The Honeymooners Christmas, where Ralph gives he hocks his bowling ball so that he could buy Alice a nice gift.
Oh, sure.
Remember that?
I remember that one. Yeah.
Baby, you're the greatest. 1902, the first Rose Bowl game in Pasadena took place. University of Michigan beat Sanford 49-0. 1908, the first time a ball signifying New Year's dropped in Times Square.
What year was that again?
1908.
1908.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be, what, 100 and...
107 years. 1932, Radio City Music Hall in New York opened. 1947, the first Howdy Doody show, a puppet playhouse telecast on NBC, hosted by Buffalo Bob Smith, aired until 1960, one of the first television series produced at NBC in Rockefeller Center. Let's take a listen.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
I remember I didn't know who Howdy Doody was. I was born in 67, and I remember I only found out who he was because he was on Happy Days, and Richie went to see him on the show.
Okay. I think there was a brief revival of Howdy Doody
in the
70s. Just briefly, kind of came and went.
Yeah, they did the same thing with Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Yeah, it was a passing fancy, yeah. 1962 Match Game debuts on NBC.
Get ready to match the stars. Bert Convy. J.P. Morgan.
Uh-oh.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Of course.
He was on every game show.
Brett Summers, there she was.
Richard Dawson.
Yep, he was on for years.
And Betty White.
Of course.
As we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 73.
Ooh, 73.
You know who the announcer was on these?
Johnny Olson.
Right?
I love Johnny Olson.
He could fire up that crowd with what he did. And Price is Right.
Yeah, he did the Price is Right, too. Yeah.
All of those.
And now, the show started in 62, kind of went off the air, but the real version that we watched, really, in the 70s that was popular was 73. It was, you know, done by year through 79. Bawdy and sometimes rowdy humor. TV Guide ranked it number 4 in the list of 60 greatest game shows ever. Let's take a little listen.
How's old Charles Nelson Reilly?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well,
thank you. Good to see you.
Listen, we're delighted to see this lady because her husband has been on the program.
All right, that sounds exciting. it was a good Goodson Todman production. Summers and Reilly were on the show for decades, as was as so many others. But Betty White, Dick Martin, Marcia Wallace, Bill Daly, Fannie Flagg, Patty Deutsch were regular panelists. Usually, you know, they would tape these things in one day, and they would do some costume changes, but they would do it in one day. The audience would sit there through all 5 shows.
The same audience?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't switch out the
I don't
audience.
Think they switched out the audiences.
And they would tape all 5 of them for the week.
And there was some drinking going on.
Yeah,
on
right.
stage as well.
So by the 4th show.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, speaking of game shows, Dave, saw a story last week or the week before that this year is the 50th anniversary of the dating game.
Oh.
So 50 years ago this year.
The host?
Dating game.
The host of dating game is...
All right.
Bennett's looking right now. He's feverishly looking on the computer to tell me who the host was of the dating game.
Help out these old guys.
Yeah,
here,
exactly.
Bennett.
Exactly. We have actually another match game clip that we want to play. Let's listen.
Dumb Dora is really dumb.
How dumb is she?
She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl in class with blank. You don't play.
Yeah.
You don't
play. I don't play.
I know that.
Dumb Dora is really dumb, Kimberlyn. She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl in class with blank.
Gray hair.
Gray hair.
That's not bad.
You know, it was supposed to be dirty.
They're trying
obviously.
To keep this G rated.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. You know what that was supposed to be. Jim Lang was the host of the Dating Game.
Jim Lang.
Yeah, still alive, Bennett?
He's unfortunately no longer.
Oh,
alive.
Then we can't get him. Well, we could. We could try. All right. Anyway, 1963, the Chicago Bears win the NFL championship. This was, by the way, at Wrigley Field in Chicago on December 29th. Great story. NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle asked Bears coach and owner George Halas to move the game to Soldier Field due to increased seating capacity as well as lights, and he wouldn't do it. Eventually, hello.
Eventually it happened.
Right? Eventually it happened. Who called the game for NBC? Take a guess.
For NBC?
Yeah. It's an easy one.
Couldn't have been Howard Cosell.
It was Jack Brickhouse.
Oh, it was Jack. That's right.
Because he would do a lot of national NFL games and all the championship games. Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
And then 1971, cigarette advertising was banned on TV. It actually, the last cigarette ad aired on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson on New Year's Day.
Yeah, I remember watching bowl games that year, you know, into the new year, yeah. And they were talking about the fact that
they were gone.
Advertising's going to look a little different now on television.
Yep. Yeah. And then 1974, 41 years ago, Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve debut. That is it for me, Dave. We will talk in the new year.
Happy New Year to you and your family, Dave.
Happy New Year to
Take
you.
Take care of your cold there.
Thank you, sir, and Happy New Year to everyone out there as well. And I'll be in for Steve Cochran on Thursday and Friday, 5 to 10 and 5 to 8. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago.